You're welcome to Glow Music and to this Bethel Encounter message. Bethel Encounter is an afternoon prayer session set by the direction of God. It is targeted at gospel music servants and lovers, that is, singers, instrumentalists, music directors, music pastors, and key stakeholders in the music aspect of kingdom service. As believers, and especially as ministers of God in music, please be encouraged to participate in all these prayer sessions every week according to God's direction. Please stay tuned to this message.
We give God praise for this day. It's our prayer that He would have His way in our lives as we serve Him constantly, as we put our whole place, our hope in Him. Psalm 42 verse 5, why art thou cast down, O my soul, and why art thou disquieted? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise Him for the help of His countenance. It is God's will that this month we focused on hoping in God, no matter the situations we've been through from the beginning of the year till now. It's our prayer and our trust in the Lord that as we have focused on this scripture and as we have prayed these prayers related to hope, the rest of the year we would sail through victoriously, knowing that our victories are all hinged on hoping in the Lord, which brings our faith alive. How to overcome hindrances to hoping in God for His glory. We must understand from Hebrews chapter 10 verse 23, which reads that, let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for He is faithful that promised. From this scripture, we need to understand that we must constantly place our hope and our trust in the Lord. We must exercise our faith in God, knowing that He is faithful. He has proven it over and over throughout scripture. This should give us it should help us remain patient and remaining hopeful, because God cannot fail. God has never failed, and He cannot fail, and He will never fail. It is very, very important. Hoping in the Lord is a place of patience, where patience is tested, because you haven't seen it yet, but you have placed your hope and trust in the Lord that He who started the good work, He will bring it to a perfect end. He will be faithful to bring it to completion. He will not leave you hanging. If you started school, you complete. If it's marriage that you went into, you succeed. If it's a business you went into, you will succeed. Whatever it is, if it's a music ministry you are part of, you will succeed. If it's a service in church, you will succeed. Whatever it is, whatever state you are in, as long as your hope remains in the Lord, and like I said, that place of hope being a place where you are patiently, because sometimes it can be difficult. Things may look so gloomy, as if there's no light coming out of the darkness. As if everything may look hopeless. No, you can never be hopeless as a believer, because God has done it before, as it spread throughout scripture. Keep hope alive, and the glory of the Lord will never elude you. Keep hope alive, and your faith will be ignited, where what God has said will surely be made manifest in your life. It is very important. Today we are praying our first prayer from Joshua chapter 3 verse 5, which reads that, sanctify yourselves, for tomorrow the Lord will do wonders among you. Amen. Prepare yourselves, for tomorrow God is going to do amazing things in our midst. And based on this, we are praying that, Father in heaven, set me apart, O Lord, for more of your glory. Be encouraged today, because when God wants to do something amazing in your life, the early days may look not so glorious, but note that it is early days yet. The path of the just shineth brighter and brighter. That is for you to know that in the beginning, it may not look that bright. But as you progress, according to God's word, his promises, it will get better and better. Someone will say, oh, Pastor, last year seemed better for me. Look again. Look again. You are older this year. Oh, but Pastor, I'm older, but don't have as much as I had. But the same God who has kept you alive, he will bring better ahead. Because in God's program, it is always better. Amen. As it gets further. Amen. It is always better as it goes further. That is God. And so we are praying, Father in heaven, set me apart. Prepare my heart, oh Lord, to experience more of your glory. Please lift up your voice and begin to pray in the name of Jesus.
Father in heaven, set me apart. Set me apart. Set me apart for more of your glory. Set me apart for more of your glory. Set me apart for more of your glory. In the name of Jesus. As you said it, you will. Lord, according to your word, in Joshua 3, verse 5. Lord, sanctify me, set me apart. In the name of Jesus, let me experience more of your wonders, more of your glory. In the name of Jesus, we can. Jesus, set me apart, help me to be sanctified. In the name of Jesus, set apart for your glory, set apart for you, set apart for your wonders, set apart for ministry. In the name of Jesus, let me experience your glory, more of your glory in every aspect of my life. In the name of Jesus and ministry, make it a motion.
Wherever you are, note that you are God's property. You are God's property. He's fully responsible for your life. 2 Peter 3:18, but grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be glory both now and forever. If you were a baby in the Lord, through the imbibing of God's word, you mature to the point where you realize that you are God's property and you need to fully depend on him, and he is fully responsible for your life. That means that you must fully have your hope placed on the Lord. No matter where you are, no matter how what you think you know or what you have been exposed to, the Lord must be the source of our hope. We are praying that, Father in heaven, increase my hope in you to experience your glory. Whatever I pass through, whatever I experience, whatever I hear, Lord, increase my hope in you so that I can experience your glory. Please lift up your voice and begin
Jesus,
to pray.
Father
in
heaven, increase my hope in you to experience your glory. Jesus, increase my hope in you to experience your glory. In the name of Jesus, increase my hope in you to experience your glory. Mazakata yana na 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 basha yana na na ba. In the name of Jesus,
To experience your glory, in the mighty name of Jesus, increase my hope in you. In the mighty name of Jesus, we are praying our last prayer, Psalm 34, verse 3. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name forever. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name forever. We are praying that, Father in heaven, let my worship ignite hope and release your glory in many lives. Father in heaven, let my worship ignite hope and release your glory in many lives. So in effect, you are praying that as wherever you stand to minister, let the glory of the Lord be released in lives, everyone who listens, and let hope be ignited in their lives. Based on Psalm 34, verse 3, please lift up your voice and begin to pray in the name of Jesus.
Jesus, Father in heaven, let my worship ignite hope and release your glory in the lives of many. In the name of Jesus, let my worship.
Let hope be ignited in the hearts of all those who hear. In the name of Jesus, whenever I sing, Lord, lifting up your name, Lord, let hearts be ignited with hope. Hope in you. Let your glory be released in your lives. In the mighty name of Jesus. We give God all the praise. If you haven't given your life to Christ Jesus, please, according to 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 4. It starts from the part of verse 3. Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures. He died for our sins. Because we know from Romans 3, for all have fallen short of the glory of God. So it's very important to understand that you were born into sin. But according to 1 Corinthians 13, 3 to 4, Christ died for our sins, according to scriptures, the scriptures. And he was buried. And he rose again the third day, according to the scriptures. So Jesus Christ went through all of this because of you. That if you believe in your heart that he went through this and he is alive all because of you, and that he's Lord and you want him to be your Lord, you want to serve Jesus Christ, he will come into your heart according to Revelation 3:20, and you will let your Holy Spirit, that's his Holy Spirit, be, he will release them to come into your heart will live in you so that you can have also access to eternal life and also have the power to live to please him alone. Outside Jesus, there's nothing better. It is only death and eternal death waiting for those outside Jesus Christ. And so please say this short prayer after me. In humility, Lord Jesus, I thank you for your mercies upon my life. Today, I stand before you a sinner, unable to save myself. Please have mercy upon me. I repent of all my ways, Lord, and I turn to you. Lord, please fill me with your Holy Spirit and grant me the grace to live a life that is pleasing to you alone. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for this awesome encounter in your presence. Thank you for restoring us and using us as an extension of hope. Jesus.
Just gave your life to Christ in this service, please do not hesitate to contact us via email info@glowmusicministry.com or call or chat with us through 026-000-9090. God bless you.
God bless you for being part of today's session. Our vision as a ministry is to become a global non-denominational music outreach ministry which propagates the gospel of salvation through music to the unsaved and build up the saved through fellowship and scripturally sound music. Join us every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 12 p.m. to 12:30 p.m. As you learn every week and pray, your life and ministry will experience transformation in the light of God's word. Amen. Glow Music. Stand out with God.